Hello and welcome to IBM Says What? I'm Elise Murphy.
And I'm Ahmed Usman.
And we are so lucky to have two special guests with us today, my cat Bob and Carol So. Carol is one of our best Z architects and has been at IBM for 20 years, so she definitely knows her stuff. Today we're talking about one of IBM's hottest technical solutions, watsonx Code Assistant for Z. And as you may have guessed, Carol is certainly a subject matter expert on the solution. Thank you so much for being here today, Carol.
Happy to be here.
So let's start with the basics. What is watsonx Code Assistant for Z?
Well, IBM's watsonx Code Assistant for Z is a generative AI-assisted product and is designed to accelerate application modernization at a lower cost and with less risk.
Carol, we know a lot of our listeners have IBM Z systems and, of course, are interested in application modernization. What's IBM's approach to application modernization?
I think it's important here to define application modernization first. See, modernization is by no means a new concept. See, applications are constantly being updated to take advantage of enhancements to existing technologies or to exploit new ones. In the 60s, IBM introduced virtual storage, allowing programs to address more memory than was physically available. What this meant was they could execute now larger and more complex programs like CICS. See, in the 70s, IBM developed and improved database management systems compatible with the System 370 architectures, allowing greater sharing of data between applications while maintaining integrity. The challenge is, and always was, that the business had to go on with as little interruption as possible, so that modifying an application was sort of like changing a tire while the car was going at 70 miles per hour. So naturally, application stakeholders needed a strategy for modernizing the application that would present the least risk of disruption. From IBM's perspective, the hybrid cloud and artificial intelligence, or AI, are the basis of a new era of applications with greater productivity, faster insights leading to better decision making, and enhanced customer experiences.
Wait a second. Did you say hybrid cloud? What do you mean by hybrid cloud?
Well, see, it's estimated that 70 to 80% of the world's business data resides on System Z. But at the same time, many businesses also support different computing models, such as public clouds, software as a service, and edge-based computing, most likely in an effort to improve services by innovation. However, any change to the data poses the greatest risks in any application modification project. So the hybrid cloud strategy offers the biggest bang for the buck. By maintaining the data on the most reliable, secure, and scalable platform, System Z, while exposing the data to applications on the cloud or edge-based computing models, platforms where technologies that enhance the customer experiences are prevalent. So now the other aspect of IBM's approach to application modernization is the infusion of artificial intelligence to transform the traditional applications to intelligent systems capable of adapting to changing demands, delivering personalized experiences, and leveraging data-driven insights to drive business growth and innovation. So you will see that IBM products going forward are designed to ma will be designed to maximize the business value of both the hybrid cloud and AI. So, watsonx Code Assistant for Z is a case in point, as it provides an integrated development environment and uses generative AI to support the application development lifecycle where COBOL programs are transformed to Java.
Wow, that's great. Carol, can you walk us through the life cycle of watsonx Code Assistant for Z?
Yes, of course. So there are four phases as we envision the application development lifecycle. There's the understand phase, refactor, and then the transformation and the validation phases. So in the understand phase, we try to gain a greater understanding of our COBOL applications, visualizing the relationships and the dependencies. So we leverage generative AI to explain this COBOL document and therefore in the process auto document the COBOL applications. And this will help onboard new programmers or programmers new to the application modernization project. So in the refactor phase, we take these COBOL applications now and look at the COBOL code itself, discover programs and the data needed to refactor these programs into more discrete business services. And this will now drive the enhancements or the modernization of these COBOL applications, getting it ready for transformation to Java. In the transformation phase, we then take the transfer the COBOL code and look at it in context. Please note, we don't do a line-by-line transformation or translation, because that would mean then we would be generating Java code optimized for COBOL, or as we affectionately call it, COBOL. But then if we take the COBOL code or the COBOL application as a whole and leverage generative AI to transform it into Java code in context, then we produce better quality Java code with that's optimized for the Java runtimes. So now as we enter into the validate phase, we take now the generated Java application and run it alongside the COBOL application and compare the results. Because if the results are the same, then we can conclude that the Java code and the COBOL code are now semantically equivalent. And this completes the life cycle of the trans the application transformation from COBOL to Java.
That sounds great, but I do want to mention that I have some clients that they love their COBOL code and they don't want to go into Java yet. What do you say to those clients of mine?
Well, even if they would like to stay with COBOL, they could certainly still benefit a lot from Watson Code Assistant for Z, if only to understand the state of their COBOL code and identify the discrete business services that they can extract from these COBOL applications. Because this alone, this phase. Phases alone take about 20 or 30% of the application development life cycle. And if they can shorten that certainly would benefit the application modernization project as a whole.
Okay, it seems like there's a lot of benefits to Watson X Code Assistant for Z. Can you share some other benefits that customers might see when using this kind of tool?
Well, certainly it does allow better collaboration with different groups, because as you know, legacy COBOL applications tend to be very monolithic, and the work itself, to speed up the work, you can parse the portions of the application among different groups, and having a common tool to and a common document that will keep everybody in on the same page as to the application's current state and the direction it's taking will certainly help with the development process. So.
Okay. Carol, thank you so much for joining us and spending time today to talk to us about Watson X Code Assistant for Z. I'm Ahmed Usman.
I'm Elise Murphy.
And thank you so much for joining us for our first episode of IBM Says What. Stay tuned for future episodes. All right, I think we can stop that.